I was watching the news, and they had a young man and his old lady got lost out in the, some kind of snowstorm out in the mountains or something. And they lived out there until she passed away 3 days prior to them getting rescued. And I think they was out there a total of 46 days or something, a little bit more than 40 days, right? And my man's, his old lady died 3 days ago, but he kept on, he maintained and he made it through. 3 more days and rescue came, help came. Now somebody said, well, why are you telling this story, Cash? Because the brother, he survived drinking water and eating salt. That's how he made it. That's all he had out there in the jungle when he got lost. Water and salt. And I'm saying, now how does this help us as appreneurs, as startups, as people in the tech industry? My man survived drinking water and eating salt for 46 days. He kept on hustling until rescue came, until he saw the light. I'm trying to say, I'm reading these articles on the internet. I'm meeting folks. I'm talking to people. I'm shaking hands. And I never seen such pitifulness. Such, privilege. Because you're in a startup game. You don't have to score and put points on the board. I'm getting ahead of myself. I've never seen so much entitlement to investors' money, entitlement to somebody giving them something for a great idea. Let me say this too, I'm about to pull a race card out, so get prepared for it. Because people sitting around saying that they don't have an opportunity to make it because they're black. They're saying that they don't have an opportunity to be successful because they're African American or Hispanic. When did we, the have-nots, those that have less than, become affected by what somebody else of another race or culture is willing to do for us? Now, I'm not saying it's right that they may fund their people more than they fund you. I'm not saying that that's ethical or good practice. But what I am saying is why we come from nothing. We came from the struggle. You should actually be more successful than them because you understand building something with nothing. See, I had to rub 2 sticks together to start fire. See, I had to get out that caveman style with the rocks to get that spark, to get the game started. See, I had to come from the mud, from the struggle. These new people, these new way of thinking just because you got a great idea and you understand technology, somebody is entitled to give you, or you got this entitlement that you owed something. What happened to the grind? What happened to the success? What happened to the story? See, we know how to, look, and I'm not talking about all of us. See, if you didn't leave your ghetto principles, somebody, oh, hold up now. You got a multicultural audience. What are you talking about? Let me tell you something. I come from an area where we really ate ramen noodles and leg quarters. Me and my wife got together back when I was a teen. She was a teen. Matter of fact, 19, I'm 20. And when we moved in around, I'm 21, we really ate fish sticks and french fries. That was really dinner. To build a business, you make sacrifices. You learn how to do without. They got cats around here walking around eating sushi, surfing turf, and complaining that they not getting funded for their startup. But they don't take none of the money and cut their payroll check. They don't go without. I got homeboys in small business that slept in their business. Katrina came and washed me away. I slept on an air mattress for 9 months. Wouldn't even buy myself a mattress so I could put it back into my business and build up my company. See, you make sacrifices. When you come from nothing, you don't expect. See, oh man, when you come from nothing, you don't expect somebody to give you nothing. You expect to earn it, and you cherish it more when it comes from your pockets. See, when you use your own money to fund your own success and it's working, you won't let nothing get in that way. You don't let people stand in your way. See, when it's move or die, when it's hustle or die, when it's you eat what you kill, stop letting these people give you a fish. Makes your hunting skills weak. These people out here keep sending you to the fish market. See, when Katrina came, everybody robbing and looting because they're trying to get the last of the goods from the fish market because they know they don't know how to go to the river and fish. Tupac say, holla if you hear me. Holla if you hear me. See, they don't know how to get out here and go and get it. They don't have the mindset for it. I'm telling you, you're in a better position, my brother, my sister, my minority. If you come, somebody say, what you mean if you come from nothing, Cash? Where you going with it? This not against no race. I'm just talking the real facts. I read a lot of blogs, meet a lot of people, see a lot of videos. What you complaining and crying for? You're in a better position. You should see some of them start a company and lose most of the funding for the company paying payroll. You know how we did it in a small business when we was bootstrapped and we came up from the mud? We didn't pay nothing but the necessities. We didn't even take home a check because we said, look, sweetie, you got to pay the rent off your regular working job while I get out here in the trap and build and grind. And I got to put every dime back into my vision and my dream so one day you can step away from that job. See, that's the goal. That's the mindset you're supposed to have. Just because you funded don't mean you are finished. Just because you funded don't mean you won. You did not win the fight. The goal was not to get funding. The goal was to get the funding to build a product to make the money that we told the investors, that's why you need to give me the funding. Cash, why you keep telling them they're in a better position? Because you won't grow the company fast if you came up slow. If you came up steady. If you came up with nothing, you didn't have nothing to hire nobody with. So you couldn't grow fast. You grew, you flipped, you grew, you flipped, you grew, you flipped. And guess what? You say, God damn, we got a steady income of 4,000, 5,000 coming. Now I'm going to get me a little worker for 1,000 a month. Man, we got a steady income of $7,000, $8,000 coming. Now I'm going to give that person a little bit better wages and put them on some more hours. Now I got an income of $10,000 coming. Now I'm going to get me another employee. And you grew it at a minimal rate and you did not exhaust all your money paying for frivolous things. These cocksuckers out here starting to believe that just because they got funded. I'm so fucking sick and tired of reading these articles. I'm going to talk how I talk. You hear me? I'm so tired of reading these articles where these people getting all of this funding and they talk about, we raised this much funding in the first round and we raised this much money in our seed stage and our A round and our B round and all that. Motherfucker, what the sales do? What them numbers do? What them profit margins do? Huh? While you keep on talking to me, showing me how much money they gave you for your great idea, and then 3 years from now, your company bankrupt and you out of business. I read them articles, too. I see them people, too. I get those phone calls, too. I meet those folks, too. Those used to be CEOs of a tech startup. I hear everybody talking about the same. They have the same, yeah, I got to do my business model and I got to look at my customer development and I got my marketing strategy and I got my sales funnel and they talking the same shit, but they ain't living the same shit. Yeah, I'm talking about for some of them people, they talking, look, let me tell you, if business beating competition was murder, I really put my hands around their throat and choked the life out of them. That's how I survived. I really did it. So when you talking to a veteran, I'm looking you eye to eye, like, boy, you ain't killed nothing. You ain't got out here and shook up nothing. Boy, I'm looking at you sizing you up. If me and you was out here in the dark street, just me and you competition against competition, I'd murder your company. That's what I'm here for. You wouldn't want to go, let me get that in funding that you got. Let me have that same amount of money and team structure that you had. I bury your company. That's the attitude when you out here and you come from nothing and we in the slums. Somebody said, man, it don't come into the ghetto and help us. You in a better position. Build it up. Because let me tell you something. What small business entrepreneurs have been great at was creating money and jobs. Creating sales that produced money. I said that way. They was great at that because that was survival. You eat what you kill. Well, why they didn't never get a multi-million dollar save, man? If you would have gave them that $100,000, $1 million you gave your boy, man, they would have franchised that guy. And I'm not speaking for everybody. I'm speaking for the successful people. I'm speaking for the people that didn't buy a franchise. I'm speaking for the people that you discredit and look down upon because they run in a little hip-hop store or some kind of beauty bar. Or you're looking down on them because they got just a little car wash. It don't look too hot. Yeah, do $500,000-$600,000 around the way. That ain't too much to you because you a big timer. You a tech person. But you bagging. You bagging another man for an investment. And you didn't do no work first. You didn't put no points on the board. Let me tell y'all the secret to success, people. Don't compare game for game, industry for industry. Basketball is not football. Soccer is not golf. The people in each game get paid different. That don't mean they're not at the best of their skill set. That don't mean that they don't know their game, their craft. That don't mean they're not good against competition. The games are different. A basketball star might make way more money than a football star. A boxer may come and get way more money for a one-round fight than a person who fighting every day out on that court. 12 freaking games a season, 20 games a season, 40 games a season. Don't compare yourself amongst yourself. Stop looking and counting another man's pockets. Look at your own industry. Look at your game. Because see, $1 million in your industry for what you're selling may be great, but you're trying to get $10 million. You're in the wrong industry. Your industry don't make that kind of money, but you may just be one of the best in your industry.